Thanks for watching. This is James Robertson with Workspace Real Estate. And today we're going to talk about the best way to tour property when you're trying to select comps for your renewal, or if you're trying to select property for relocation for your business. Let me start off by saying that touring properties is worth your time, even if you know 1,000% that you're going to be renewing at your current location. Here are just a few things of what a tour is going to do for you. One, you're going to be able to check the curb appeal, the look and the feel of the property firsthand. That's always better than a picture or virtual tour. Two, you get to compare the property's maintenance, the tenant mix, to see if any businesses are complementary to yours. You get to check the cleanliness of the bathrooms and upkeep versus your building. You get to check the amenities like a deli or restaurant or security versus yours. You get to check out the security vibe. How safe does the space feel? How secure is it actually? What's the card access like versus lighting versus on-guard security? How often do they go through their rotations? And then there's an X factor, where that's something that just pops out just to you, because this search has to be about what you like and what you want. So getting out there on tour helps you compare properties the most efficient way possible. Here's another point. You get to see how the building pricing makes you feel and how well the building amenities fit your business. When I talk about feeling and price, what I'm really saying is, do you see the value? Going on tour allows you to test drive the building, so to speak. And it's very hard to really evaluate a property just on price and a picture. Sometimes you have to go in there and see if you think it's worth what they think it's worth. Once you do this, you can take that information and have a much better idea of how your building should be valued in your opinion and what other properties may catch your eye. I guarantee you that after you tour, you're either going to say, yes, I am definitely staying at my current location because it rocks, or you're going to say, you know what, I really have my eyes opened to a couple of properties and I want to explore that a little bit more. Now, let's talk about why the tour is, now that we talked about why the tour is important, let's talk about the best way to work out the logistics of a tour. First and foremost, review the paper. All the market reports, the data and documents that you get from your broker and your own research, use that to screen and select your top 5 to 7 properties. Okay, so you may get 20 options on your report. Out of those 20, pick the top 5 to 7 that you think would be good. Any more than 7 and you're probably too trigger happy with picking options. If you pick any less than 3, then you probably need to broaden kind of your favorite characteristics so you can include more properties in your selections. Here's another point. Schedule a tour for 1 day. Why? Just try to schedule 7 properties with 7 different landlords, and you'll quickly find out that you're going on tour 7 different days of the week at 7 different times. Business owners and executives just don't have that kind of time. You guys are busy. There's no way you need to be going out every day on a tour. It's just not efficient. In order to have you there, which is essential for the process, the properties need to be stacked at one time. So give your broker 3 to 4 business days to schedule the tour with all the landlords. They need time to herd those brokers together and get access to all of those properties. Unlike residential, we don't have a super key where you can just get in because you're a broker. You have to get access on each individual building. Here's another point. Make sure that everyone that is involved in your leasing decision for your company is on tour with you. I can't tell you how important that is. I've never done a deal where a CEO or president signed a lease where he did not personally go or she did not personally go and look at the property themselves. Scheduling multiple tours for different members of your team is simply not feasible in a busy market. Time is money. Your time is money. So are the landlords and the landlord brokers that are working with. So out of respect for them, out of respect for you, get the whole team together at one time and make sure we efficiently go through these. Here's another point. Ride with your broker. While he or she is driving, you're going to be able to view all the properties via their systems. I use a tablet with CoStar, which if you have not experienced, it is an awesome, extremely efficient, and educational way to view the market as you're driving, because it shows options real time. It shows rental rates and all kind of data pops up while you're driving to help educate you on what the market is, when and where trends are happening, It's really cool. So if you haven't done it yet, be sure to ask your broker if they use CoStar. And if they do, they should have a tablet or something you can connect with. We love using it. Take notes. If you see a property as a possibility, write down what suite you liked in the building and why. Take pictures also, and take video on your phone. You and your team will want to review that later. I take stabilized or non-shaky video of the spaces so I can send that to clients later. If your broker doesn't do that, take it yourself. It may save you an extra trip if somebody has a question or wants to review a point on the tour later. Here's another point. Dismiss properties quickly. When you see a property that you don't like, just move on. It may seem rude, but just tell your broker, hey, this is not going to work for me. Believe me, landlords and landlord brokers will appreciate that. On that note, prepare to move fast. You should visit 15 minutes per site, and you should allow 15 to 20 minutes drive time to each location. Schedule your time to tour between 11 and 2 o'clock only. So when we schedule a tour, I'm talking about 11 to 2 is when we want to start. We never schedule a tour start time outside of that range. Here's why. Any earlier, it's going to be difficult to get all the brokers because some people don't do tours in the morning. Any later than 2, then you're going to be fighting traffic between locations, which just adds too much time to the tour. Here's another point. Let your broker do the talking. A lot of tenants make the mistake of getting happy when they see a space and they reveal information that hurts negotiations later on. I'm going to give you an example. Landlords will ask you where your office is located. What is your budget? How long have you been in business? Your broker is going to be listening for these questions and will answer those questions when they come up. You don't want to say anything. The reason we recommend this strongly is that a good landlord broker, I know I did it, will attempt to qualify or size up the person on tour. Not the broker, but the actual tenant. Giving your current location will tell them what your budget is because they can look up your property and see what you're paying in rent. We don't want them to know that yet. Telling them how long you've been in business could be used to disqualify you from a ton of concessions that good brokers are going to ask for. We don't want that either. It can get much worse. You could reveal that you have a credit issue or you have a landlord use that was revealed that or the landlord could use that data to support something that they're trying to prevent us from doing. I'll give you an example. If we want, let's say we want something crazy like 6 months free rent on a deal and the market backs that up, they may say, well, this is a new tenant. I have some concerns about their longevity. This is information that they wouldn't know about until we divulge that. And we just don't want that information out there. Or if you gave them your financials or divulged something that did not look good on your financials or did not look good on your work history, or maybe you had a bankruptcy in the past and that just came up during a conversation or there was a tax lien somewhere. When we're negotiating, that will come up and they will bring it up. Hey, you know what your client had? XYZ. Well, you know, this kind of happened when we looked them up. And based on that, we don't feel comfortable doing something that we normally could get. So make sure that you keep zipped on all of the items dealing with you. Talk them up and be nice. Talk about everything dealing with the property, the amenities, the building rules, the tenant mix, the pricing of the building. Talk about the building all day. Just don't talk about you. Immediately after the tour, take 5 minutes with your broker and share which properties you liked and why. Pick your top 2 or 3 max from the tour of 7 that you went to, approximately, so you can actually start negotiations or just use it for comps if you're renewing your lease. So we're going to take 2 to 3 out of the 5 to 7 options you started with after the tour to really hunker down and negotiate hard. If you're out of town, have your broker shoot a high quality wide angle video for you and your team to view this experience and help you screen down to your top 3. Once you're at your top 3, then it's totally fine to go on site yourself, travel into town, because you should never sign a lease without putting boots on the ground. Trust me, after 10 years and several hundred hours of our team scheduling tours for hundreds of clients, this is the absolute best way to tour a commercial property. Do you have any ideas that you think can enhance this process? Do you disagree? Fight me in the comments. I want to thank you so much for listening. We hope that you found this information helpful, and we hope that you find the best space, the best location, the best price, and the best terms possible on your next lease. This is James Robertson signing off. I'm looking forward to talking to you guys real soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.